Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West from the parish of St. Barnabas in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to Reflections on this 17th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 21. The readings today, Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 1 to 4, 25 to 32, Psalm 78, part 1, Philippians 2, 1 to 13, Matthew 21, 23 to 32. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, you tell us that the whole earth is a picture of your glory, that everything we see and hear is specifically designed to make you known and your presence a reality. Compared to the mirror of creation, the words of our worship can seem too formal, almost empty, unrevealing. Yet we long to worship you, to draw closer and closer to you, and to know you, a living reality at the center of our lives and at the heart of our worship. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to lift up Christ and to lift up our voices and our lives in his praise. Amen.
Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land.
We pray the collect for Proper 21, followed by the collect for the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels, which we will celebrate on Tuesday, then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power, chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministries of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Repentance. Repentance. The relationship between humankind and God has its foundation and its continued existence in God's love. John, in his first letter, reminds us that we love because God first loved us. God chose the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel, to be God's covenant people. They were given the law, the Ten Commandments, to enable them to be a people set apart for God, a holy nation, a kingdom of priests. Exodus 19:6. They were to be obedient to God's word and God's will as brought to them by the prophets. They were to inherit the land of Canaan and influence the surrounding nations to worship and obey Yahweh, the one true God. However, because of human arrogance and ignorance, disobedience to God became the norm. They were influenced by their neighbors and turned to worship the idols of those nations. Therefore, by the time of the prophet Jeremiah, they brought the idols of their neighbors into the temple of God, the place where God promised Solomon that God would be present among his people. When Ezekiel was called to be a prophet in Israel, the people were in exile in Babylon. God used King Nebuchadnezzar to move against Israel, destroying Jerusalem and the temple, and marching selected groups of people to exile in Babylon to assist in building his empire. While in exile, the people believed that they were being treated unfairly, because they were being punished for the sins of their parents. God had earlier said to Moses in Exodus 34:6-7, God said, The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children and the children's children in the third and fourth generation. God in love was rewarding obedience and faithfulness for the thousandth generation, and punishing disobedience and unfaithfulness to the fourth generation. Naturally, the Israelites in exile would focus on the punishment and express it in this proverb: the parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Ezekiel 18, verse 2. They were blaming their parents for their present troubles, notwithstanding the fact that they continued the disobedience and unfaithfulness of their ancestors. God in love would issue a new edict, first through the prophet Jeremiah, but repeated in another form by Ezekiel. God said, "Know that all lives are mine, the life of the parent as well as the life of the child is mine. It is only the person who sins shall die." Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. God in love pronounces that only the person who sins shall die. However, there was always the provision that if the sinners changed their ways, they would live. God always left the door open for repentance, a change of heart, a change from our wicked ways. Throughout the Old Testament, God always left room for the children of Israel to change their ways, to come to their senses, to repent. Jesus, the Son of God, in his parable in today's Gospel, Matthew 21, 28 to 31, affirms the opportunity and importance of repentance. Jesus said, "A father had two sons. He said to the first, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' The son answered, 'I will not,' but later changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir,' but he did not go." Jesus asked the question, "Which of the two did the will of his father?" The Pharisees answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you." The first son refused to do the father's will, but later changed his mind. In the time of Jesus, the tax collectors and prostitutes acknowledged their sins, repented, and changed their ways. The Pharisees did not. We too, very often, refuse to do our Heavenly Father's will. We say we will, but we don't. God in love waits for us to change our mind, to show sincere regret and remorse, and to do what God desires of us. God waits patiently for us to repent. For God knows that the wages of sin is death, eternal death. But God in love sent God's one and only Son, Jesus, to die, that if we have a change of heart and repent, God will forgive us and restore us to our place in his kingdom. God said, "But if the wicked turn away from all their sins that they have committed and keep my statutes and do what is lawful and right, they shall surely live. They shall not die." Ezekiel 18, verse 21. God has promised that none of the transgressions that they have committed shall be remembered against them. Verse 22. God affirms that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they should turn from their ways and live. Verse 23. The question, therefore, remains, how does one repent? God in love tells the people and us today, cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and give yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Ezekiel 18, verse 31. Fortunately for all of us, God took the initiative and committed to give his covenant people the means of repentance. God promised, "A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you." Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27a. We know that when God makes a promise, it is as good as done. God at baptism gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and inward strength, the spirit of knowledge and true godliness, the spirit of reverence and true religion. God promised that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth, the truth about ourselves, and more importantly, the truth about God. As we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we will be led to the truth about ourselves, and we will truly reflect on the words of the first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we will, in humility and true penitence, acknowledge our sins, be sorry for what we have done, have a desire in our hearts to do better, to do what our Heavenly Father asks of us, and so we will repent and ask for forgiveness. God in love will forgive us, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will change our wicked ways and live. As disciples of Christ, we are reminded that Jesus said, "Whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness." Mark 3, verse 29. If we do not believe in the Holy Spirit, if we do not believe that God is present with us through the Holy Spirit, and we ignore the Holy Spirit's guidance and direction, we will not be able to recognize our sins. We will not be able to repent, and therefore we cannot change our wicked ways. We will therefore be settling for eternal death. As we strive to be faithful disciples of Christ today, let us acknowledge God's faithfulness. Let us acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to change our hearts from a heart of stone, that is, an uncaring, proud, compassionless, loveless heart, to a caring, humble, compassionate, loving heart, which will enable us on every occasion of our sins, in thought, word, or deed, to repent, to ask for forgiveness, and therefore choose life rather than death. For the God of love desires to give us life. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our brother Jesus, you set our feet upon the way, and sometimes where you lead, we do not like or understand. Bless us with courage where the way is fraught with dread or danger. Bless us with grateful meetings where the way is lonely. Bless us with good companions where the way demands a common cause. Bless us with night vision where we travel in the dark. Keen hearing when we have no sight, to hear the reassuring sounds of fellow travelers. Bless us with humor. We cannot travel lightly, weighted down with gravity. Bless us with humility to learn from those around us. Bless us with decisiveness, where we must move with speed. Bless us with lazy moments to stretch and rest and savor. Bless us with love, given and received. And bless us, O God, with your presence, even when we know it in your absence. Lead us into exile until we find that on the road is where you are, and where you are is going home. Bless us, lead us, love us, bring us home, bearing the gospel of life. Amen. We render to you, O God, our thanksgiving. O Lord our God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by all means, at all times, in all places, for that you have sheltered, assisted, supported, and led us on through the time past of our lives and brought us to this hour. And we pray and beseech you, O God and loving Lord, grant us to pass this day, this year, and all the time of our life without sin, with all joy, health, and salvation, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, we ask you to continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen. And as we pray that you will have a rewarding and spirit-filled week, and we remind you to test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. Be safe.